You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever.
All right, we are live. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters. So we have to talk about something pretty important today. And what we have to talk about is visualizing the future and believing in yourself, believing that you can achieve the things you want to achieve, okay? Many people in this world are plagued by self-doubt. They're plagued by a lack of hope and belief that they can achieve what they want to achieve in life. Now, I began this whole journey of documenting my life, documenting this alpha mentality, alpha journey process that I'm going through, because I was looking for an answer to the question of how to live a great life, right? My life was really wasted in my 20s. I wasted a lot of time. I didn't apply myself to be my best self. And when my life fell apart, you know, back when I was 30 in 2017, if you listen to my content very much, you know the story of that. Back when like everything fell apart, I realized it was time to stop messing around. You know, it was time to get serious about trying to take my life to a better place. Now, today, this channel, this platform, and really my whole platform, including my blog, joshuasegafis.com, and my YouTube channel, and then the podcast, it has all become about documenting my journey to become truly alpha, to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. And that's my goal for myself. And then my mission in life, my purpose, is to create a community of people who want to achieve these same goals and to help them achieve them, right? Now, lately, I've been fighting a hard fight of trying to visualize what I want the future to look like for myself, for my business, for this platform, for how I want to impact the world, okay? And I've been learning a lot of things about this process of visualizing and about this process of thinking about the future and how important it is to believe in it, how important it is to have a clear vision, and how important it is that we walk in alignment with our vision, okay? And like I said before, a lot of people don't believe in themselves. A lot of people are plagued by self-doubt. It's easy to doubt yourself. When you wake up in the morning, you know, for most people, the default mode is to just expect to be disappointed by life. It's to expect that nothing can change. It's to expect that even if you want to do big things or, you know, be successful. If you want to start your business, get a great body, have a great dating life, you know, whatever it is, the default mode is to imagine that this isn't possible for you. This is a very common thing for humans to feel and believe, okay? But let me tell you something that I've learned in my life that has proven to be true many times over. And I'm going to tell you the honest truth. The biggest test is yet to come, because my biggest victories are in the making right now and they're yet to come. Now, there's a question about whether they'll actually come to fruition. Will I actually achieve my goals? Will I actually become the man I want to become? Will I actually succeed at the things I want to succeed at? Well, this is for the future to say. If I do succeed at some of the things I want to do, if I succeed at checking off all the items on this list, and I'm going to read them for you again, I want to become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. That is my goal in life. That's what I want in life. Now, there's more to that process, right? There's the alpha journey, all the steps to becoming truly alpha. I want to succeed at all these things, right? So I want to check all those things off the list. But right now I'm putting together on the website, I'm putting together the master guide to becoming truly alpha. And what it is it's basically it's a page filled with really important resources that outline basically the 9 steps of the alpha journey. And I'm going to read these for you real quick. This is really quick. Step number 1 is just embrace the alpha mentality. Step 2 is mind your business. Step 3, get your money. Step 4, pursue your purpose. You've heard these. Step 5, level up mind, body, and spirit to become 1% better every day. Step number 6, embark on your hero's arc. Step number 7, find an intimate partner, i.e. master your dating life. Okay. Step number 8, build your tribe. Step number 9, create a lasting legacy of greatness. You've heard me talk about this stuff. If you've listened to this podcast very much, you've heard me talk about all these things. These are not new concepts. I've been talking about these concepts in my life and on this platform for a long time now. It's probably been years at this point that I've been talking about these things. But here's the thing. As I get closer to checking off more of these items, as I get further along in this journey, my own journey of becoming truly alpha, you know, there's a point to where I will reach the top of some of these mountains that I'm climbing. There's going to be a point where this is going to happen. Okay. But here's the thing. As I get closer to succeeding at some of the things I've really had in the works for a long time, it's really important for me to look back and to realize that I visualize these things. You know, and the vision wasn't always super vivid and clear. Sometimes I had to kind of move forward and sometimes inch along, and then the vision would kind of materialize and it would shift around a bit and pivot. I'd had to pivot a little bit. And sometimes I would realize that a certain part of my vision wasn't quite right, you know, adjust it a little bit. You know, as you learn, you do have to adjust your goals, adjust your vision a little bit. So it's not an exact science, but this business of visualizing what you want for yourself and then living as if it were already true is very important. And when I say living as if it were already true, I mean trying to be today the person you need to be to achieve those things. A lot of people just want the good stuff. They're like, oh, I wish I could get all that money I want, or I wish I could have this perfect body. But if you don't go through the process of visualizing it and then working to get it, you're going to be missing out on some of the most important lessons that you're going to need in order to truly be a good steward of the good things. I've talked about this too, and this is not a new concept. Steve Harvey talks about this concept a lot, and I actually think that he is right, and I feel like I can recognize this in my own life. I have been going through a season of a lot of lessons. I have faced many failures over this last kind of like couple seasons of my life. And when I say seasons, I literally mean like spring and summer. I've failed at a lot of things and I've learned some really serious lessons, and I've gotten a lot tougher as a man and as a human. I've gotten tougher, but I've also learned. I've gotten a little smarter about some things. I have learned that there are some things, you know, there are some ways not to do some things. And I've learned that there are some things I need to double down on. One of the things that I'm learning I have to double down on is really visualizing the future, believing in it, and then striving to embody the truly alpha man I need to be in order to achieve those things. And where I'm really going with this, and what I really want to communicate with you today about this, is just this. We all have dreams and hopes for this life, you know, for the future, for the things we want to do and be and accomplish and achieve. And it's really important that you be the champion of those dreams. You give them the full belief that they deserve, because dreams that are not fully believed in are not going to come true. Hopes that are not fully believed in will never live long enough to become goals and then to become real. If you care about something, whatever it is, maybe you want to be a coach. Maybe you want to be an artist. Maybe you want to be a musician. Maybe you want to have a finance business. You know, maybe you want to be a stock trader or an astronaut or a teacher. Maybe you want to have a horse ranch. You know, whatever your dream is. And when I mean dream, I mean look ahead in your future, into your future, and think about what you want your future to look like. You have the power to create the future you want. You have the power to succeed at the things you want to succeed at. It's going to take a lot of work, but it's also going to take visualization, and it's going to require you to believe in it. Because let me tell you something. It's a hard journey, striving to be successful, striving to create something out of nothing, you know, creating whatever it is, a business, a movement, even creating something like, you know, building a house, or even something on a smaller scale, like just something like losing 10 pounds, you know. If you don't believe in it, if you don't really believe in it, odds are good that you're not going to keep doing all the hard work required to make it happen, even with something as simple as losing 10 pounds, much less for bigger things. So here's the thing. I have in my mind a very vivid vision of what I want my life to look like when I'm like 45. I'm 35 right now. I'm about to turn 36. And I have a very vivid vision of what I want my life to look like. Now, if you would have asked me when I was 30, if I would have believed in that vision, believed it was possible, believe it could actually happen, I might have said yes, because I kind of probably would know that that's what I'm supposed to say, but I probably wouldn't have believed it, because it just seems so, it would have seemed so outlandish. It would have just seemed like, I don't know if I'm actually legitimately capable of doing that. But now that's not the case. I really do believe in the things I want to accomplish for myself. I really do. And the more that I come to believe in them, the more I'm actually motivated to show up and do the work required to make it happen. And when I look at people in the world, oftentimes I'm looking at people who don't believe in themselves, who don't have hope. And as humans, we have to have hope. If we don't have hope, we're not gonna thrive, because humans need hope to thrive. It's something about us. Humans have this crazy ability to live in the future. We think about the future, right? We think about storing food for the winter, and we think about saving for retirement. This is so crazy. Like, it's crazy how intelligent we are in some ways. This is a very intelligent thing to do. But if you don't have hope that you can have a better tomorrow, you know, the light is going to go out. The spark is going to die. The spark of inspiration, the spark of magic inside you is going to die. And that's not what you want for yourself. So I want to encourage you today to really try to visualize the life that you want. Visualize it the best it could be. And then take stock of where you are now and have a serious discussion with yourself about what you can do to get there. Now, you know, I'm not trying to say that through visualization, you can just rework the world in your image in whatever way you want. Like if I, no matter how much I visualize being an all-star NFL quarterback at this point in my life, I have to be honest with you. I do not believe that that is possible. I really don't. Could I get really good at football? Could I get really good? Like good enough that I would impress a lot of people? Probably if I really applied myself and I did nothing else. I really worked at it hard. But man, it's not, I'm not naturally gifted at that. I don't have any real experience with it. Like that would be a long, a big mountain to climb, and it might kill me first before I reach it. It might not even be physically possible for me because I'm just kind of like, I don't even know that I have the body for it, right? Or even the genetics for it. Now, you know, all this says is that we live in a cause and effect world. There are boundaries. I could also very much visualize myself moving things with my mind. Is it going to happen? Well, I've never seen any evidence of that kind of thing happening yet. Odds are good I would never make that happen in my life. Okay. But is this evidence that I cannot successfully visualize any kind of successful future? No. The future that I envision for myself is very strategic and well thought out. It is absolutely something that can happen with some hard work, with some good strategy, by learning some good skills, by applying my talents and my gifts and skills I currently have, and really applying them and leveling them up and trying my best to hone them, right? I've kind of, you know, you can't just expect the universe to drop random good stuff in your lap. Okay. There are parameters. There are rules in this universe. Okay. There are success principles and rules. And let me tell you from experience that choosing the proper path for you, and a lot of people get hung up on this, it's not about just thinking about the things you want. Like a lot of people just focus on money, and understandably so. Money is a store of value in our society. A lot of people just focus on money, or they just focus on, oh, I want my life to be like this. Have the nice car. I want to, you know, get my nails done every week. I want to have the nice bag. I want to be able to spend money, go eat out whenever I want. Like this is the kind of stuff a lot of people focus on. However, this is the wrong thing to focus on first. And this is what I mean by all this. Like a lot of people, they get lost because they just start thinking of the payout. But when you really start thinking about the difference you want to make in the world, this causes you to think about your vision for the future a bit differently. This causes you to start thinking, okay, well, what could I do to create a great difference? What could I do to make a positive impact? What could I do to create value? Because here's the thing, if you create value in this world and you do it well and you get good enough at it that other people will notice it. And then they think, wow, that'd be great. They'll buy it from you. Okay. Whatever it is, whether it's a skill or a product or an invention or whatever, you've got to be able to create real value. So how do you want to create value? Well, let me tell you something. You are going to realize on this journey that all of us have some gifts. We all have some talents. We all have some natural advantages just by virtue of being us. For me, for example, writing has always been very effortless for me. Okay. I've always enjoyed writing. But let me tell you, when I was a kid, I never thought of myself as a writer. I never would have pegged that as being something that I would have wanted to do. I had all kinds of crazy ideas for what I might want to do when I was a kid. And they all revolved around things I loved, usually. But the writing never really occurred to me until I was a little older in my young 20s. And I kind of stumbled onto it by accident. I actually started writing because writing came so easily to me and I found an opportunity to do it and earn money doing it. However, I kind of stumbled onto the answer by accident. At that time, I was not visualizing anything. I was just in survival, beta survival mode. But I stumbled onto something real. I stumbled onto the fact that there was this thing that I was very naturally good at. And when I really doubled down on that and I started working on it, that really changed the game. And I've been able to make a lot of progress in a lot of ways that came sort of naturally to me because of my natural talent and affinity for writing. Now, I'm not trying to say I'm like an all-star writer or something. I'm just saying that in the realm of the things I do well and don't do well, writing happens to be kind of at the top of the pyramid of things that I actually do very well. I can do it very quickly, and it takes very little energy. I write so many words every day. Like, a lot of people don't realize how many thousands of words I write every day. I write articles for my website. I write stuff for, you know, podcasts and video stuff. I write stuff for clients. I write emails. I write all kinds of stuff. I write thousands and thousands of words. Like, on the average, like today alone, I probably wrote, let me think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I've written 5,000 words today. And that's not a big deal. That's not a lot of stuff. I've proofread a lot too. Proofreading is another thing. You know, it's, these things are easy for me. Easy. Like, I mean, when I say easy, I don't mean, you know, easy for me in the sense that, oh, it's effortless, whatever. It does take effort, but of the things that are difficult and easy for me, that's very close to the top end of easy. So it only makes sense that writing would play a big role in my vision for the future, because if I use writing to get there, I'm going to give myself a massive advantage. Now, should I choose my vision for the future based only on the things that give me an advantage? No. In fact, I have this thing that I use when I'm thinking about how to find your purpose and how to find the thing that you're supposed to do. And let me see if I can find it. I wasn't even really planning on talking about this, but I'm going to see if I can bring this up here. I'm going to see if I can find this file real quick. I don't even know if I can find it. I'm sorry, this is taking a minute. I don't know what I did with it. I don't even know where it is at this point. I've got it in a file somewhere. But anyway, I call it the purpose matrix. And it's just a little thing. It's like a list of 7 different things to look at when you're choosing your purpose in life. And some of those things are things like, you know, do you have any skills? Do you have any talents? Do you have passions? Do you care about certain things a lot? You know, are the things you find really interesting? Do you have experience in things? Do you want to be involved in a certain type of thing, right? So you plug your hypothetical vision into the purpose matrix, and you see what, you know, how well it ranks on all of those different factors. And ideally, if you're not quite sure what your purpose in life should be, you want to kind of choose a thing that scores the highest in all of those different categories, because doing so will give you maximum advantage in then pursuing that purpose. Okay. Let me give you a little example of this. I have a certain number of YouTube followers right now. I have right now at this very moment, 341 subscribers, and I have published, let me see if I can find out how many videos I've published. It'll tell me on my phone. See, I'm not very well organized for this. This is an off the cuff thing. I just wanted to talk about this because I think this is important. Let me see if I can find, this is a really good, okay. I have published 317 videos. This one will be 318. And I have 341 subscribers. So, you know, I've published like 20-ish or so more videos, or I have 20-ish or so more subscribers than I have published videos. My YouTube efficiency isn't crazy great, right? I don't have a super efficient YouTube channel. The other day, I was looking at someone's YouTube channel and they had published over 500 videos and they had the same, about the same number of subscribers as me. So they had published 200 more videos than me, but had about the same number of subs. So right there, we can see they've done a bunch more work and yet they had, you know, fewer subs. Now I'm not, this isn't about YouTube. This is about efficiency, and I'm going to explain what I mean. There are also channels. I've seen channels that have 47 videos that have over 5,000 subscribers. Okay. What does this tell us? Well, yeah, anyone can work at it and get subscribers on YouTube. Or work at whatever it is they choose to work at and gain traction. Like me choosing to try to be an NFL quarterback. Can I make traction, get better? Yes, of course I could. But here's the thing. When I plug that vision, being an NFL quarterback, into my like purpose matrix, it's not going to score very high on any of the ranking factors. It's not going to score high on like things that I'm skilled at, things I'm passionate about. I'm not passionate about football. Things that I have a natural gift for, a natural affinity for, things that I'm excited about. It, you know, it's not going to fit in any of those things. Does it make a lot of money? Yes. But see, if I just choose money and I think, oh, I want to make money. I see people make a lot of money playing football. So I'm going to pursue that. See, this is usually taking us in a very wrong direction. At the very least, it's not, we're not taking action to choose the right direction. Now, you know, those types of channels that have 47 videos with like 5,000 subscribers, you know, what it looks like is that their YouTube journey has been far more, or their YouTube work has been far more efficient than mine has. Let's see, here's the thing. This is why I do publish on YouTube. I actually really love YouTube and I think it's a lot of fun and I'm going to continue to publish on it. I also have the podcast, you know, and I have a blog. But by far, I get a lot more traffic and boom, like bang for my buck on my blog and on the podcast than I do on YouTube. Why? Well, I'm not really an optimized YouTube creator. Okay. See, I'm a highly optimized blog writer. But YouTube and podcasting is more of kind of a natural extension of that. And the things I do to support it and to continue to build my platform. And because I think that they're fun and I enjoy them. But see, in life, it's in our best interest to choose a purpose that is well-suited to us, as well-suited as it can be. And it does make a difference what we choose. We should choose something that helps us to leverage our natural talents and abilities, our passion, the things we care about, the things we want to create in the world. It should leverage the kind of difference we want to make, the value we want to create. These are the important elements to think about. And then we need to visualize it. And then we need to really believe that we can achieve it. And then we need to work hard. And we need to trust in the process. We need to keep learning and failing, and then we will make progress toward it. You can measure your progress after time. You can collect some data points and see if you're on target. And you can kind of see if your trajectory is going to lead you there fast enough to get there before you die. And hopefully, you know, the idea would be to reach our goal before we die. That would be a great thing, right? Just very pragmatically speaking. So, for me, right now, this visualization thing is very important. I want to visualize very specifically my success in the ways that matter. And I want to believe in myself. I want to believe and have confidence in my plan, right? And if I really do believe those things, this is going to motivate me to work very hard. And I do work very hard. And that's why I get great results. I really do get great results. For example, this last week, all of my traffic on all of my platforms reached record highs. And this happens almost every month. You know, it all continues to grow because I continue to learn. I continue to apply myself. My YouTube, like I'm not, you know, there's a lot of things I want to do in the future to optimize my YouTube and make it better. Like I want to get a better camera. I want to do better videography. Like I actually really like YouTube and I enjoy it a lot. And I can optimize it a lot more than I already have. Right now, I just, you know, I just film it on my webcam or on my phone talking about the important things. So it's more of an extension of my blog. But someday I would like to actually do videography for my YouTube and do it really well. So I'll further optimize. But see, we can always do something more to optimize it better. And so that's what we want to do. We have our vision. We start working toward it. Maybe we fail. We learn from our failure. Maybe as we're going, we should learn more about how we can better optimize our journey. So we better optimize it. Now we start making faster progress. We optimize a little more. Now we're going a lot faster. Before you know it, maybe you cut the time in half. It'll take you to reach the thing, you know, the vision. If you just be stubborn and you never learn, you never change, you never adapt, right? You never open your mind to think, well, maybe I could do it better. I should probably do some research. I should look at other people who've done this and learn from them. Like these are wise things, but I don't want to doubt myself. I need to believe in what I want to accomplish and I need to learn how best to make that happen. When we embody this kind of attitude, this really empowers us to create a situation where we unlock our greatest odds for success. So, you know, I've already achieved some of the things on this list. And in fact, I'm getting ready to do a State of the Alpha Journey video coming up in a few days, where I'm going to very specifically talk about where I am in the Alpha Journey, because I think this is important to document. You know, I kind of want to keep people aware of my progress because this is my goal. And this whole platform is designed on me, is based on me documenting this journey, using this mentality, the alpha mentality, which I believe in very much. I believe that this saved my life and helped me to have another chance to be successful. And I believe it's giving me the tools to be successful. And I think it can do the same for other people. So I want to document my process with it. And then when I get all the results I want, when I actually become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe, some of those things I've already accomplished, but when I've accomplished all of them, that will be merit on the board, all documented here, so that there's undeniable proof that this mindset does work, the alpha mentality, and it does work. I know it, I already know it works, but I want to put the numbers on the board. I want to put real data out there so people understand this, so people can see that they're not going to waste their time with it. Because that's the thing, everyone has a gimmick nowadays. People don't want to waste their time. I don't want to waste anyone's time. I think we have to be really careful not to waste our time on stuff that isn't real. I want to talk about something that's real. So I'm doing it myself. I'm immersing myself in this to achieve these results. And then the whole purpose shifts more to helping other people leverage the alpha mentality to get those same results for themselves, right? I don't know about you, but I think this destiny of becoming a ripped, successful, attractive, powerful alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe, I think that that sounds like a pretty awesome destiny. And of course, you fill in the blank. How you achieve those things is kind of up to you, but there is the matter of achieving them. Is everyone going to achieve all of those things in their life? Hell no. And so this is kind of a sad, sobering fact of life. We can either choose to, do what it's going to take to achieve that kind of destiny or not, right? And I believe in hope. I believe in working hard and creating the destiny you want for yourself. And I believe it can be done. So that's what I'm working on in my life. And I'm visualizing it very vividly. I have a very specific vision of where I want to be. I'm making big headway there. I'm making progress, heading toward it. And the message I want to leave you with today is this. You can do the same thing. You can follow this program or you can follow a different program. Find someone who has gotten some results that you see that you're like, you know, this is real. Like this person has something that works, you know, find something with proof. And then what you want to do is you want to kind of learn, you want to come up with your own vision of the future and you want to start visualizing that. And you want to make a plan for it and start working toward it. And there's a lot more steps to it, but that's the basic premise, but you can do it. A lot of people don't understand that they could radically transform their life in 5 years. You can have a completely different life in 5 years in all of the great, best ways that matter. In fact, you know, when I turned 30, my whole life fell apart and I had to hit the reset button. And I had, you know, I spent like 2 years floundering, trying to find some kind of answer. It was very inefficient. By the time I really got started on my own alpha journey, it was 2019. So that was 2 years later, right? So I would have been like 32, maybe going on 33 at that point. So that's, we're looking at 2.5 years ago, roughly. At this point now, it's almost 3 years ago. So I've really only been on the alpha journey for 3 years, like in every sense of the word. And even so, it was very inefficient in the beginning because I didn't even know what I was doing. I was still trying to figure things out. I was still trying to even understand how to achieve success. I was still trying to perfect some of my most basic positive habits. I was still operating with some pretty bad habits from my past. You know, I had to really smooth some things out. And thankfully, I found some great mentors who helped me. But here's the thing. It was a very inefficient start. As it turns out, there's a chance I'm going to knock all these items off my list by the 5-year mark. For me, it'll probably take more like 7, you know, because if I started 3 years ago, it'd probably take me 4 more years from now to hit. Like, for example, the big one on this list, the really big one that'll be probably take the longest to hit will be millionaire status, right? I might hit real money by the end of this year, 6 figures, right? That's the first goal there. And then you snowball that money to start building assets to get to a million. That'll take a while. But if I was to hit the reset button today, knowing what I know about the alpha journey, and I just hit the ground running, I mean, I could probably knock all those things out in 5 years. I think I'm going to knock them all out within 5 years of now. But see, I got a very inefficient start. You see what I'm saying? This is why I think I can bring value to the world. Because as I figure these things out and as I smooth this process out, it becomes more efficient for me. And then I can help other people do it more efficiently. And I think that this is where I can bring value to the world. This is where I want to bring value to the world. And I'll do it, you know, through coaching, through my mastermind tribe, through my books I'm going to write and this type of stuff, right? And this excites me very much. This fills me with inspiration and motivation every day, thinking, you know, I could help people transform their lives. I can continue to transform my life and I can document that to help other people on the same journey. This is exactly what I want to do. This is my vision. So anyway, I just want to leave you with this. You're a unique person. You have the power to create your own unique, authentic destiny. Okay. I don't care how little faith you have in yourself, or how much you may think, oh, I'll never amount to anything. That's not true. The truth is, you have a lot of power and potential inside of you. You just have to find out how to unlock your unique talents and gifts. And I believe that we do that when we decide on our vision and our purpose. We choose it based on a range of criteria that give us a powerful advantage, leveraging our own authentic strengths to create an amazing life. Everyone can do this. Everyone can do this. You can do this. In 5 years, I truly believe that you could create this destiny for yourself as well. I truly believe that you could become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and tribe. I think it will take a lot of work. I think it will challenge you. And I think that you'll probably have a more efficient journey if you find some great mentors, or you find a system that works. If you read the right things, if you study the right things, if you apply the right mindset, you can really save yourself some time. Trust me, I've spent a lot of time drifting around in circles. I've spent a lot of time being lost. I've spent a lot of time forging new paths that I probably didn't have to forge if I would have sought out the proper mentorship and that kind of thing. But whatever, even me, even clumsy me, imperfect me, I'm on track to succeed at it. Okay. And I am on track. I'm on track to knock out every single one of those goals. Some of them I've already done. Dating is now easy for me. It's a pleasure. It's not a challenge. I've mastered that. Having an amazing tribe, this has become easy for me. Creating friendships, creating great relationships, maintaining those relationships, this has become easy for me. Right now, I'm focused hard on, I'm learning about leadership. I have been learning about leadership a lot, but it's so deep and it's so important. And a lot of people really underestimate how deep that topic is. And so I'm really studying, trying to be a better leader, and I'm working on getting ripped, and I'm working on getting that money, building my businesses, building my assets, getting that money. Okay. I want to hit that 6-figure mark by the end of the year. And then I want to snowball that into 1 million annual income at some point over the next 4 years. Okay. So that's the goal. Working on it every single day. It's only a matter of time before I accomplish all these things. I make progress every single day. Every day I move the needle. The question is, are you going to join me on this journey? Are you going to believe in yourself? And are you going to apply yourself to create a vision for yourself that you believe in, that suits you well, that plays to your strengths, that gives you the power to create the destiny you want? Are you going to join me in this, or are you going to stay in the comfort zone? Are you going to join me in this, or are you going to keep doing the same things that have gotten you the results you've gotten so far? You know, and I'm assuming, you know, results that you don't like, because we're assuming here that the whole reason you're even listening to this channel or any other similar channels because you think to yourself, I'd like to accomplish a little more than I have, right? Most of us feel that way. Most of us, if we're being honest, we'll say, well, I'm not completely pumped about my performance thus far. I would like to do a bit better in my life. I would like to make a bit more money. I'd like to look a bit better. I'd like to be in better health, better shape. I would like to be better at relationships. I would like to have my dating life be better. I'd like to be a better leader. All these things. These things are all very important. These are vital life domains. And there's a reason for why you care about them. And you should care about all of them. So, are you going to join me on the journey, or are you going to stay in the comfort zone? I've long since left the comfort zone. I've learned to be much more comfortable in a perpetual state of discomfort, challenging myself, constantly failing, learning from my failures, striving to be the best man in the room. Some days getting defeated, you know, falling down, having to wake up and then say, got to do it again. Got to keep going. Got to face this failure and overcome it. Got to learn, got to adapt, right? It's not easy. But the comfort zone only promises a long, slow, boring death. That's not what you want. That's not what I want. We can do better. We're alphas. We believe in the alpha mentality. Let me read this. Let me read this definition for you. What is the alpha mentality? What's the definition? I'm going to find it here so I can make sure and read it without making a mistake. Being alpha means to take action-oriented, intentional control of your life energy, resources, and strategic trajectory, embracing radical self-responsibility, shirking victim mentality, and determining to utilize your time and resources wisely to proactively create a meaningful, significant destiny and lasting legacy of greatness in the world. That's what it means. That's what it means to be alpha. And this is a tall order. This is a big mandate. But I believe it's worth it. And I believe we should, all of us should be pursuing it to create the destiny we desire. And I'm going to say it one more time. You can do it. You can become these things. You can become a ripped, attractive, successful, powerful, alpha millionaire leader with an amazing dating life and relationships. If I can do it, if a big, clumsy, you know, caveman, knuckle-brained Viking like me, like, you know, I'm not, you know, if you could jump inside my brain and see what's going on, you'd be dramatically unimpressed. You'd be like, you know, this guy, he's just kind of normal. That's probably what you would think. I'm not special in almost any way. If there's one thing that does make me special, it's the fact that I really believe in myself and I really work hard because I believe in myself and I have faith in myself. And I've learned, none of this really came naturally to me, by the way. I had to learn all these things, but I've learned to visualize my future and to see it and to trust in myself to achieve it. And when I began following that program, I began making better headway in my life. My life is so much better now. I had to hit the reset button at the age of 30, almost threw in the towel, decided, you know what? I'm going to try again. And if it's worth trying again at this stage of life, then it's worth doing right, doing to the best of my ability. And that's what I've done. For better or for worse, I haven't done it perfectly, but you know what? We're getting places. We're getting places. I've never made this much money in my life. I have never had so much hope in my life. I was maybe in better shape than I am now when I was in high school, but boy, for being twice that age now, more than twice that age, I've really never been in this good of health. My mind is sharp and clear. I feel good. I wake up with all kinds of energy every day. Have an amazing dating life, better than ever. I'm a better leader than I've ever been. You know, my website gets more hits every day. My YouTube grows every day. My podcast grows every day. My email list grows every day. You know, and I see results. You know, people send me messages, talking to people in my private community. That grows too. That grows, you know, that's a newer thing. It's growing, grows slow right now, but that's okay. You know, partly it's because I'm still trying to decide exactly how I want to build it. And actually, I've got news about that coming too down the pipe, because I've come up with how I want to build my private community. How I really want to build it and like build the coaching program and stuff. I've been wrestling with myself about how I wanted to do it. And I've come to some conclusions about it. And so I'm pretty excited about that. And we're going to deal with that. I'm going to share that with you in a future video after I get it all fleshed out, but it's not quite ready yet. I'm still putting the final touches on it, but I'm very pumped about that. See, it's all coming together. It's all coming together. But God knows it's not because I do it perfectly. I just kind of fail and fail and fail until finally I get it figured out. And then we solve one problem and then we move on. Solve the next one. And I'm on a trajectory where if I keep doing that, guess what? Within the next four-ish years, maybe less, I'm going to knock all these things out. I'm going to achieve these things. And it's worth it to me. It's worth it. I'm excited about it. I believe in it. And I believe that any of you who are listening could decide on a vision for your life, pursue it, and achieve it as well. And I want to see you do that. I really do. Because when I'm done and gone in this world, you know, that's going to be a part of my legacy. Whether or not I helped people, whether or not I inspired people, you know. And so I have to ask myself a real serious question. Do I really believe in this? Do I really believe in these things I say? You know, when I say you can do it, do I really believe it? Yes, I absolutely believe it. And that's why I say it. And that's why I keep saying it and why this is worth it to me. That's why it's worth it to me to, you know, publish all these podcast episodes and to keep publishing blogs and to keep, you know, working on stuff is because I see it making a real difference. So if you're in doubt about whether or not you should try, don't be in doubt about it. Try, make some kind of plan and go for it. It really does matter. It really does matter. And you can do it. If you keep doubting yourself, you know what? Hit me up in a message. Go down, there's social media links down below. Hit me with a message. I will be honest with you. I'm getting to the point where I'm getting enough messages to where there will be a time coming up very shortly where getting in touch with me will require you to join my community because my message inbox is just getting, all my message inboxes are getting very busy. So that window is closing very quickly, but it's still open. If you message me, there's a very good chance you'll get a reply at this point. There's a pretty good chance. I try to reply to all my messages. So hit me up, right? Say, Josh, I'm doubting myself. Here's my plan. I don't really know if I can pull it off. I'll give you some encouragement. I believe in you. If you try to tell me some whack nonsense, you know, that's like, you know, ridiculous, I might say, sounds kind of ridiculous. I'll be honest, because I'm going to be honest. I'm going to shoot straight. But here's the thing. You have the capacity to create an amazing destiny for yourself. That is not debatable. You just got to figure out how to do it. Got to adopt the right mindset. What's the right mindset? You know what it is. Embrace the alpha mentality. Mind your business. Get your money. Pursue your purpose in life. Level up mind, body, and spirit to become 1% better every single day. Shirk the victim mentality. Embrace radical self-responsibility. Reject the beta mentality. Become truly alpha in your life. This is the answer. This is the beginning of the answer to all of your life's problems and challenges. I also believe that 100% because every day it proves true in my life. All right. I've sufficiently ranted on that topic for a while, so I think this is a good place to call it. Believe it or not, this happens a lot more often than you think. Believe it or not, I had planned on this being a 5-minute video and it has turned into a much longer video. So if you're still listening, I really appreciate you listening. I really appreciate everyone who contributes. Thank you for tuning in and being on this journey with me. Thank you very much. Great things are coming down the pipe. Great things are to come. The best days are ahead of us. So let us. I'm drinking a Mountain Dew energy drink. Definitely not on my diet, but got to throw the dog a bone sometimes, you know. I stick with it pretty tight every once in a while. I break it with an energy drink. All right. That's going to be it for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.